Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through 38. Yeshua went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were harassed and scattered like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest." Okay, let's take a look at Ezekiel. Okay, so back in the Tanakh. And if you have a Bible in the Jewish order, like the Tree of Life or the Complete Jewish Bible, Ezekiel's in the prophet section, kind of, you know, you have Isaiah, Jeremiah, then Ezekiel, and all that's before the writing section, mm-hmm. and yours will be after Psalms.
Oh, after Psalms, okay, yeah.
Isaiah, Jeremiah,
and Ezekiel.
There you go. Okay, Ezekiel 34.
Oh, wow.
This is a beautiful portion here.
34. Okay. 34.
Verse 11.
Okay.
Through 24. All right, and it says, "For thus says Adonai Elohim, here I am. I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his sheep on the day he is among his scattered flock. So I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them out of all the places where they have been scattered on a day of cloud and thick darkness." Okay, now this is different terminology and a different picture than Isaiah, who talks about God on the throne of David. And sometimes the Psalms talk about God on the throne of David. Here we, but it, even though here we're talking about shepherd instead of king, we have God being the shepherd. I'm going to say the shepherds are failing. The religious leaders are failing my people. So I'm going to come in and be your shepherd. Verse 13, "I will bring them out from the peoples. I will gather them from the countries. I will bring them back to their own land." Okay, and we've seen this happen in our own day, and it's happening still, mm-hmm. Jews coming back to the land. But it also happened before the days of Yeshua, the return from Babylon. Okay, "I will bring them back to their own land. I will shepherd them upon the mountains of Israel." I can see Yeshua being that shepherd, mm-hmm. on the mountains of Israel. "By the streams and in all the habitable places of the land. I will shepherd them in a good pasture. Their grazing place will be on the high mountains of Israel. There they will lie down on good grazing ground. They will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will tend my flock and make them lie down." It is a declaration of Adonai. "I will seek the lost." And remember the parable of the lost sheep, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He leaves the 99 to go after the one who's lost. "I will seek the lost, bring back the stray, bind up the broken and strengthen the sick. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will tend them with justice." Okay, so why are they fat and strong? Because they've been eating all the food, mm-hmm. and not giving any to the sheep, right? So the shepherds have been abusing their position. And that's often Yeshua's condemnation of the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. You're abusing your position instead of meeting the needs and rejoicing that people are getting healed on the Sabbath. You're more concerned about the Sabbath, you know, your idea of no Sabbath work being done, you're not concerned about the sheep, right?
I mean, kind of greedy-ish?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, greedy and mm-hmm. wanting the power and wanting things their way and so forth. And the Essenes had the same problem with the priests. They said, "It's so corrupt in Jerusalem, let's go out into the desert. And live in the wilderness, right? Yeah. Not all the Essenes, but, you know, certain Essenes, the Dead Sea sect, it's just too corrupt. And so they had the same accusation against them that Yeshua often did. Mm-hmm. And the Talmud as well talks about the corruption in Jerusalem amongst the priests and so forth during that time. They say it's a cause for the destruction of Jerusalem because it was just so corrupt. As for you, my flock, I'm on verse 17. As for you, my flock, thus says Adonai Elohim. Behold, I will judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Was it too little for you that you were feeding in the good pasture? Must you trample down the rest of your pastures with your feet? You were drinking clear water. Must you muddy the rest with your feet? Yet my sheep must eat what you have trampled and with your feet, and drink what you have muddied with your feet. Therefore, thus says Adonai Elohim to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you thrust with your side and with the shoulder and gore at the weak with your horns until you have scattered them all over, I will save my flock. They will no longer be prey. I will judge between sheep and sheep. So I will set up one shepherd over them, my servant David. Here we have again the servant David. Now hold on a second. It says earlier that God himself will be the shepherd. Here it's my servant David will be the shepherd. How beautifully can this be fulfilled in Yeshua? There's no other way for this to be fulfilled so beautifully that it's both God and David. And now, understand, in Judaism, when we say David, the connection between generations is so tight that to say my servant David could mean the servant David or any of his descendants, right? So this, my servant David, son of David or descendant of David, so Yeshua rises up as David, will be prince among them. I, Adonai, have spoken. And so when I read this portion here about he sees the multitudes, he's moved with compassion because they are harassed and scattered like sheep without a shepherd. And we read like in John chapter 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So the bad shepherds, they're eating all the good food and they're trampling down the rest. They're drinking all the good water and muddying up the rest. Yeshua is the exact opposite kind of shepherd. He's the shepherd that lays down his life for the sheep. Okay? Verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Notice the issue here. The problem is not that people aren't wanting to be saved, right? That they're not wanting to come into the kingdom of heaven. At least not according to this verse. According to this verse, the problem is a lack of what? Co-workers or laborers, whatever you might have there in your translation. Pray, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest. Laborers who will have the compassion like Yeshua had. Laborers that say, I'm not going to share the gospel with people and the good news of the kingdom of heaven because I feel like I have to. I'm going to do it because I have compassion like the good shepherd has, right? And so we need to follow in his feet, his way was a way of compassion and love, and so we need to be that as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any last comments or questions? Okay.